You understand?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Peas?
Quite simplistic, but true. Yes, George.
Back in the mid-60s, when Uranus and Saturn were opposite each other...
Now you are talking 1960s.
Yeah, 1960s.
So we jumped from the 1760s to the 1960s.
Yes. From 1965 through 68, that was when Saturn was opposite Uranus.
It was when Saturn was opposite Uranus.
Uranus and Pluto.
And it was about, yes, and Pluto. Pluto was conjunct Uranus, yes.
Right. And that, at that time, that was when people were having rebellion and revolt, and they were also exploring consciousness. There was an opening through the psychedelics and those kinds of things, and people were kind of creating different pictures. Not to say that all of that was good, or you know.
Let's add something here from our vehicle. She has a response to this. Her answer is, it was in the air. It was just in the air. You didn't have to go after it. Do you understand?
You didn't have to go looking for it on the internet.
No, it was. She's saying for her, it was in the air. It wasn't. It was just there. It was present. And her response is perfect because, as we were saying to you, there is this impending presence waiting to jump into every moment with vitality, with consciousness, with newness. Do you understand?
Mm.
Think of this, that even though you do repeat yourself and look the same, you are refreshed. Reality is refreshed in every moment. So you will be seeing, we believe what you are getting around to here, is that Saturn is once again opposite Uranus, yes?
Yes.
And it's not conjunct Pluto, but Pluto's going into Capricorn. And what else do you see?
Well, it just seems that now there's all these external realities created for people instead of exploring, you know, consciousness from like the inside out. There's all this, you know, so it's like it's just shifted, it's reversed. Even the signs. Back in the 60s, Uranus was in Virgo and Saturn was in Pisces, and now they've reversed.
Yeah.
So it's like there's been a reversal of where the realities appear to be coming from, but at the same time, it's kind of like, this is what I think is possible, is to not necessarily rebel against the machine, you know, world or whatever, but for people to kind of shift again and break out of whatever limitation that those realities create.
Well said, and sort of another description of Alan's backyard adventure. Think about it. You know, when everything is bright and sunny and beautiful, is that the time to get ready for a new reality?
No.
No.
When a reality starts losing its vitality, it is not a sign that there's the end of the world. It's a sign that the living conditions and quality of life is no longer making everyone happy. And this can be a very good sign. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
It does not mean that the heads are going to roll or the Nazis are going to come crawling out of the ground and create a 10th Reich or whatever their numbers are today. These every reality exists in probability, which there are many, many searching for that pristine world, that pristine dream, because it has been their guidance. And it is this that is in the air, more than a psychedelic, more than this rebellion against an old way. That's what the 60s was about. This is not the rebellion of an old way. This is the closing of a way that went out with a big bang. But a bang that says we can do better. A bang that brings you back to earth. Yes, you have the burgeoning green movement, and as we mentioned for the last few years, you must be wary of these things setting up a type of eco-fascism where everything is totally controlled. And this year, certainly with the new administration, as soon as the new administration takes hold in Washington, D.C., within the first 100 days, you will see complete change in policy, no matter who is in. You will be dismayed, perhaps, by the rules and regulations. However, sit tight. and keep those creative screens producing all sorts of pictures.